As communities still grapple with the aftermath of the devastating Black Summer bushfires, researchers are warning that more needs to be done to support the long-term mental health and personal well-being of volunteer firefighters, other first responders and their families. Lead author of the new study titled After the Fires, Flinders University Professor Sharon Lorne joins me now. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Jenny.
So you've been deep diving into these disasters and their aftermath. What have you found?
When we set out to do this research, there was a real desire to tell the story of volunteer firefighters and community volunteers who just get on with things and rise to the occasion when you have an event like the 2019-20 bushfires. Just astounding, really. And there were many findings, but probably the biggest finding for me was just how much these people do and commit to their communities. It really highlighted the importance of understanding why the interaction between the volunteers and the families and the communities is just so integral to their volunteering experience, and also the capacity of themselves, but also the whole community, to actually move on and recover from these sorts of experiences.
How did it affect the mental health of many volunteer firefighters, this whole process? How are they feeling these days?
Yeah, I think many of the people I spoke with, there were people who had been volunteers in the Ash Wednesday, in the Black Saturday, in the Pinery fires, in many other fields. Some of the people I spoke to had been volunteers for 40, 50 and one person for over 60 years, and they were still driving a truck. Something that they did speak about very clearly was how this particular fire was just so big, so broad, so much beyond anyone's control. The sheer length of time and the exhaustion levels for people, I think, were different for people. They were much more extended, much broader impact for a lot of the people.
How did that manifest in terms of their physiological well-being?
It had a whole range of impacts, because you have to remember that the volunteers can be anyone from someone in their teens right up to people in their 60s, 70s and 80s, and many of them are in the older age groups as well. There's a lot of young guys, particularly in the rural areas, that are also heavily involved in local sports and whatever else, but there's a lot of older people, so they have this cumulative impact. So, I remember vividly one of the guys that I spoke with, who he just said, I'm happy to do the training, but I just can't go into houses anymore. I can't go to house fires anymore. And he'd had a significant event where he was attending a fire and had to drag someone out, and that person survived. But, it's just that cumulative effect, I think, for some people. But still wanted to volunteer and still had absolutely so much to give in training and mentorship and debriefing and still wanting to do things.
There are programs in place within the CFS, but I understand you kind of alluded to it earlier, that there's this big invisible layer of support that we take for granted from family and friends of firefighters as well.
Oh, it's absolutely huge. And several of the people I spoke with talked about the peer support and the programs where, even before people get back to the station, there's a call in and there's people there waiting to help have a chat and a debrief. So those things absolutely at the local level work really well, but it was so striking that these people, many of them went home to largely wives and partners, who their identity is also of the service and the volunteering effort. So, and they were doing their bit. It was very much a team effort for a lot of these people with their families. The fire services, probably more so than any other of the emergency service first responder groups like police and ambulance, they are very much family affairs. And so clearly, families need to be brought in and offered information, support and access to some of the resource and support that the actual firefighters have access to.
And Professor Sharon Lorne, I understand as well that you'd like to see a little bit more financial compensation for, because there are a lot of losses when people are getting out there and volunteering their time.
Yeah, and because a lot of these fires happen in rural areas and they're small, a lot of small towns and villages. The Adelaide Hills is a very good example where I spoke with people here in Victoria and in New South Wales and Queensland, rural areas, and one guy talked about being the local mechanic, and three or four of his staff, the fire call came and the whole business stopped. So he said that during that extended period, virtually there was not much happening. So you can imagine over the course of a year with an extended fire season of, you know, 3 or 4 months, the impacts that it has on the, you know, the percentage of business loss.
Mm. Yeah. So your report after the fires, this is available to view online from what I understand, but also I imagine you're wanting some policy change or for people in charge in government roles to take notice of what you're recommending.
Yeah, we're this week really starting, you know, that process of really getting out and letting people know that it's available. We've sat down locally in South Australia with the MFS and the CFS. We've got more conversations to have with them. They've been great. There's a lot of practical things that came out. You know, the participants themselves contributed and looked on the recommendations, and so a lot of the recommendations in our report are the words directly of the participants, really practical things that support the good practice of fighting the fires, which then if that's done well, then absolutely alleviates people's mental health distress, particularly, you know, in these situations where everything gets a little bit chaotic and the last thing you need is confusion that causes more distress and stress.
Hmm, absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing some time with us today to explain some of the findings of your very important report after the fires. Sharon, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.